You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new security deal is being proposed between China and Solomon Islands, including policing military personnel and further law and armed reinforcement. The deal could have security implications for the rest of the Pacific, as the Solomon Islands would provide a naval route for China. Concern from politicians who represent other Pacific nations has arisen, with Jacinda Ardern commenting that the relationship building between the two islands is gravely concerning. Jason Young, director of Victoria University's Contemporary China Research Centre, discussed the proposed security deal with me today. I began by asking him to explain the security deal that China is proposing to make with the Solomon Island.
So I don't think the deal has been finalised as yet, but there's been a leak of what's known as a framework agreement between the government of the PRC and the government of Solomon Islands on security cooperation. And it's basically a five-year agreement that can renew that on the invitation of the Solomon Islands government the PRC or China could send armed police or military personnel or other law enforcement and armed forces to the Solomon Islands and in its states for the reason of maintaining social order, protecting people's lives, people's property, etc., etc. So the basic agreement that has been leaked and is not yet finalised allows for the Solomon Islands to have security and police support from the PRC if they request it. And of course that's led to lots of strong opposition from within the Solomon Islands, from the opposition leader Matthew Whale, who argues that that's not in Solomon's national interest, and also from other Pacific regional countries, such in particular New Zealand and Australia.
Why would it not be in Solomon Islands' national interest?
Well, I mean, that's very much for the Solomon Islands people to decide. So I guess Prime Minister Silgavari has determined that that would be in the Solomon Islands' national interest, so that it could help with policing and social order issues. The opposition leader, Matthew Whale, has argued that it would create more strategic competition and tensions within the region, and potentially could also undermine the national security of the Solomons itself.
Does China get anything out of this deal beyond the Solomon Islands, like just in the Pacific region in general?
So I guess the argument there is the questions around what motivations would China have for wanting to sign this type of agreement. And there could be a few suggestions put forth. Well, one could be simply that it wants to protect its own economic interests in the case of rioting or social unrest, that it wants to support a very pro-China prime minister. It was only in 2019 that Solomon's switched diplomatic recognition from the Republic of China on Taiwan to the People's Republic of China, so this could be seeking to further entrench that diplomatic relationship. And then also, I guess at a bigger level, people could argue that China also wants to project the PLA Navy into the Navy forces into the Pacific and to have a foothold in the region.
Does China currently have any other similar agreements with Pacific nations, or is this the first one that's sort of emerging?
So as far as I'm aware, an agreement that explicitly talks about this type of military personnel and also ship visits and this type of thing, I think that this is the only one explicitly outlining those types of things in the Pacific. But it does have a number of agreements with other countries in the Pacific that set up memorandums of understandings on police cooperation with China's Ministry of Public Security, that work on things like regional gangs and drug trafficking and things like that. So there are a number of police cooperation agreements, but as far as I'm aware, this is the first one that explicitly details security cooperation.
Could you give any examples of the policing ones?
So there's a number of gangs and criminals in the Pacific from a number of different countries. And of course, when some of those gangs and criminals come from China, then it's important that the police have a way of cooperating, and it's very common around with a number of different countries. So 2011, Fiji signed an agreement with the Ministry of Public Security, and there's been a number of sort of quite high-profile visits from the Ministry of Public Security police officers to Fiji, and you know, sort of rounding up criminals and taking them back to China.
So will this agreement impact New Zealand and Chinese relationships in any way?
So it's a hard question. I think gauging the Prime Minister's comments this morning and over the weekend, and also some sort of long-standing New Zealand positions, I think it could have a very big impact on the relationship, in the sense that the PM has already expressed grave concern about this type of arrangement, for the fear or the concern that it could lead to the militarisation of the Pacific. And so New Zealand has a long-standing principle that Pacific Island countries themselves, including New Zealand and Australia, have all they need in order to manage police and social order and security issues. And there's been a number of examples recently where New Zealand and Australia have supported that type of operation, including in the Solomons. And so, you know, the argument is that there is no need for countries to look beyond the Pacific region for that type of support, and then that would then question what the intentions from Beijing are in providing that type of support. So I think there's a problem there. But also, if you look at the New Zealand Defence Assessment in 2021, that came out, it very explicitly raised concern of growing strategic competition in the Pacific, and clearly outlined that one of the most threatening potential developments for New Zealand in the Pacific that would deteriorate our security environment would be the establishment of a military base or a dual-use facility in the Pacific by a state that does not share New Zealand's values and security interests. So in this sense, I think it's been clearly signalled by New Zealand that if this agreement was to be signed and it was put in place in a way that did allow dual-use facilities, then that would be a major challenge in New Zealand's relationship with China.
That was Jason Young, Director of Victoria University's New Zealand Contemporary China Research Centre, about the proposed security deal with the Solomon Islands.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.